Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
Legs in the grass, it's time like a thong. Hands is a hands, aka I cut you off. No, you ain't gonna lie to my face no more. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry. No, 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 no.
That's my favorite part.
Oh my God. Okay, so it has been very, I would say, like, there's a couple of times I can't wait to do the podcast. This has been one of those weeks. I could not wait to get here and open my mouth to say the things I need to say. I need to say some things. And that was Mariah Carey's A No-No.
A No-No.
And we just had a big no-no.
I said no.
No, 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 no. So, okay. All right, let's get into it. Okay. Let's get all the way into
it. I don't even know where to start.
I don't know
where to
start. So this is where we're going to start. We're going to start with, I am in a lot of ways disappointed in myself because I'm old enough to trust my intuition. And we are talking about, right now I'm talking about the radio show that we just announced. We just announced a radio show. And I think if you love muffins or listen to the podcast, and you are because you're listening, but there was a couple of episodes back, we were kind of, well, at one point we wanted to talk about it, and then we've not talked about it. And then we were like, we kind of announced
it. Keeping it real, we have been doing it for like a month, maybe like a month and a half prior to announcing it.
Yes. From the very beginning of the situation being presented to us, and we then went in to meet with the powers that be, my spirit was like, no. It was very distinctly like, it wasn't just no. It was like, fuck no. Hell no. No, 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 no. I'm not doing this. I am no. It was definitely that.
It was for sure.
Because the money was shit. And we were told that in the future, things would come. And the whole situation, it was connected to how one of my biggest pet peeves.
Which is?
White gays.
Wow.
How white, no, I'm saying. I'm saying how white gays.
Like, good morning.
Can come across and treat people of color, especially black gays like us. So I'm on edge with them anyway. In terms of, because, I mean, basically when it comes to, and I'm going to talk about this, and let's go ahead and just be, keep it 100 clear. When it comes to the LGBT community, a lot of times people of color are not seen, heard, or visible in the eyes of white gays.
No.
White gays control the agenda. They control, like, what we push. They control what's potentially on a radio station.
The gatekeepers.
The gatekeepers, basically. And they're not trying to bring us through the gates.
No, not at all.
Okay, so I'm already feeling some kind of way about that. And the reason is, it's not like I did not feel that way until I met this person. And number two pet peeve is hand movement in my face.
Yeah.
That's my number two pet peeve of all time. And when you're talking about B. Scott's pet peeves, okay, white gays. Number one, white gays with their airs and, you know, stuff that they say, and they're so out of touch with anything in our culture, and then they try to reference our culture in a way that's demeaning and just subservient.
Right.
Or hypersexual. Like, they look at black people as, oh, you some mendingo going to come and fulfill my stereotype need. Okay.
Oh, you work out.
Yeah. So, juxtapose this white gay with this hand movements. Moving around.
And they did start day one.
Day one. I swear to you, day one, this was going on. And also day one was like, because, you know, I set traps. This also.
Setting traps
also connects to what I'm going to continue to talk about. But I set traps for people. And I set the trap of day one, we were looking at the different talent. And I was like, so everybody's making the same thing? everybody's on, what do you call it? Favorite.
Most favorite nations.
Most favorite nations. It. Everybody's on most favorite nations. And then he got like something in his throat. Like somebody, I was like, do you need to, did you have last night in your throat?
Oh my God.
So he was like, anytime somebody go.
Especially when talking about money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me be clear. And I want everybody that's listening to this to really absorb this in your spirit. Do not let anybody in your life, at your job, anytime, make you feel like you can't have a discussion about money. Mm. Anybody that makes you feel like you don't need to have a discussion about money is somebody trying to control you. The powers that be don't want the lower people to know how much each other
money
makes.
Money is being split.
How much money is being split and how much people are getting paid, because that's how women get paid less. Mm. That's how blacks get paid less. That's how LGBT people get paid less, because they pay, trust and believe, they pay other white gays or other white people what they want, you know, the highest level of the payment.
Right. And they try to justify it by, you know, yeah, different things based on like time or you know, all this other stuff that just doesn't even really matter.
When and going back to what Oprah said, when Oprah first started her career, she had a co-host, and that white co-host was getting paid way more than her. Mm-hmm. And she went to her boss and asked to be paid the same. And the boss said, well, you don't have no family. You don't have no kids. He said, why do you feel that you should be paid the same? Because we're doing the same job.
Boom.
Come on, somebody. And on top of that, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but just to be honest, if you take the whole, everybody else on that network, add them all up, it still does not equal what we bring to the table in terms of our platform.
Or reach.
Or reach. I've built for the last 15 years of my life this platform. And I was like, I'm not going to go in a situation where I already don't like to be disrespected by white gays, mm-hmm, especially ones that do hand theatrics. Do you know, let me tell you something. Do you know hand theatrics would get your...
would get you popped.
It would get you popped.
For sure.
And then I'm going to be up on charges because he's going to turn into the white gay. Oh my God, you hit me. You're being aggressive.
Right.
So that was happening.
No, so what kills me is like when you do mention the platform and the reach, they use it against you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you don't need this anyway since your platform is already so large.
Right.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
It's not the point. And the point is, it's just the disrespect of it. And that's why that's a problem with the white gays, is that they are out of touch with what is truly hot. And so you become, what happens is they become kind of like a time capsule. He's stuck in like, literally the guy who runs the programming at the radio station is stuck in like the, I don't know, the 70s, 80s.
Oh no,
you're not a contemporary gay at all. Like this is, you ain't gonna reach no millennials. How can you reach millennials if you damn near 60?
Wow. Well, you know, he's trying.
I'm just saying, like, it's just like you just don't even speak the lingo at all.
No. And it's partially my fault, because you know, I'm the one who likes to like try to make everything.
No,
work
it is partially your fault.
And make and the best out of the situation. And I'm like, oh, it's radio, it'll be fun.
But it's not what you think. The reason why it was partially your fault is this, and this is the honest to God truth. I did the radio show because of you.
Oh, I know.
You knew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
you're like, no.
Denver really likes
it. You were
like,
do you want to do it? I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I want to do it because I don't do anything. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be fun. Sure.
So that, but that shows you how much I care about you as a person.
Oh, I know. And then it imploded.
Because, you know what I mean? Not
right.
Very few people could convince my spirit to do something I did not want to do because they want to do it.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
And I didn't want to do it. Yeah. And then shit started falling apart before it even came together. And I was like, well.
And then.
We're here now. So.
Then we finally get to the point where we're going to push it out to our millions of people that come to our platform.
Well, just so you know, after like 2 weeks after like the official launch and 2 weeks after press releases go out and everything, we were just kind of like, let's just hold off and telling our people just to kind of make sure that things, you know, fall in line.
Right.
So they kind of start to fall in line a little bit. So they're like, okay, cool, let's tell everybody. Yeah.
Oh, then we got to figure out. This is the part that tickled me. This is the part that tickled me. Was when they had the launch day.
That we found out.
Yeah, we found out about the day before.
Actually, let's keep it real. They wanted us on at 10 a.m. on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I got the call at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday. So, hey, about our launch tomorrow. Yeah. Can you guys do your show?
But no, not even. No. That's not what they said. They initially, when they first approached you, they said, you know, I don't know, like, if you're going to be able to get an audience or if you'll be able to get a celebrity guest. So maybe you can just stop by as a guest of another show.
Even though we have a show on the network?
Even though my guest list of the people I have interviewed, Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez, Jamie Foxx.
People in our inbox queue who we could just tap and say, hey, come to this, and it would come in 2.2 seconds.
Right. What it comes down to is that it's when you are not valued.
Yeah.
When you are not valued, people don't see your worth no matter what you bring to the table.
True.
They didn't care. He wasn't able to see me at all. Like, being me and B. Scott didn't matter to him because I'm not on his radar. It's impossible for him to see me. Because if he saw me and considered my worth, that means you have to rethink about what you think about Black gays and people of color and what they can bring to the table.
Or the lineup that you put together.
Yes, or the lineup that you put together. It's not inconceivable in his head that someone like me could exist. That a Black gay like me could exist with reach and
this platform that I don't know.
And can get a celebrity guest. So you're going to approach me the day before we are, you know, before the launch of the whole thing and tell me we don't really have to do the show because we don't think that you can get an audience or that you can get a celebrity guest.
Because they're trying to make it like a thing is what he said. He's like, we're trying to make it like a thing, you know.
And that was a conversation. You're like, let me call B. And that's when we had a moment.
Yeah, they definitely had a moment.
And I thank God we weren't in person.
Oh, because for sure.
He would have got popped. I tell you, like, I haven't got to a point where I would have popped somebody in a long time. I would have popped him.
But even still, he showed up the following morning.
And killed it.
Did a great job.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's just like, I don't, not for this. Yeah. I felt like, you know, there have been many times in my life, I'm like, I'm going to push through. Mm-hmm. I am going to show up. I'm going to make this happen because this is just a part of my struggle.
Right, same.
This is a part of the...
This is the process.
The process of what it is...
Yeah, no.
...to be who we are.
Yep, no, was wrong. Indeed.
And I was like, no, this is not the process. And I listened to... I mean, it's just too much. You know, we literally have Love Muffins on their other shows are so excited, more excited about me being on the network than the people, than the powers that be.
Right.
My children are hosting other shows on the network. My children, the people that I birthed from my talent, are hosting other shows on the network, but you don't respect mama.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was a little crazy.
And then we pushed it all out to our people.
We did.
And then it's no
we
more
did.
Show.
And then we did, what, like two more shows after that? And then they're like, oh, well, actually, we're moving out of our weekly shows. So we want 5-day-a-week shows. But we're not going to pay you for 5 days a week.
And let me tell you how stupid it is. They didn't change the name from Out Now to Channel Q.
Yeah. Oh, we found that out all in the same phone call. I was walking to the gym, and I get a phone call. He's like, hey, Denver, do you have a second? I'm like, sure. Yeah. You know, what's going on? Mind you, this is a Wednesday after we did our show on a Monday. Show came on Monday. Everything was great. PG, no word, no nothing. Wednesday comes around. Hey, so a couple quick things. So one, we're moving all the shows to daily shows. So, you know, we're not really doing any weekly shows. So 5 days a week. Unfortunately, there's no budget for that. And we're rebranding. The station is now also Channel Q. So let me know. And
have a good one.
I was like, what? Oh, no. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. And it's when you called me and told me that, I was disgusted.
Oh, me too. I couldn't even process. I was literally walking to go and work out. And I was like, 5 days, no budget, new channel. Okay, wait, what?
Yeah.
2 days after we just spent 3 hours in the station? Mm-hmm.
It's like being turned down by somebody you didn't really want to go on a date with anyway. How do you end up, like, I didn't even want to go on a date with you no way, and you somehow rejected me. How do you reject me and I didn't want to go on a date? I went on a date because I was sorry for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the nerve to be like, and then let me get into how the channel Q is so bad. Because it's like, I don't want to be called queer.
What's a Q?
I mean, obviously it's queer because it's a gay channel.
I mean, is it? I don't know because it's just the Q.
Channel Q. So if it does stand for queer, I mean, what is it? Quality?
Question?
Quantity?
Quavo?
And then, you know, it's kind of like calling it, L, you know, channel T for channel transgender or channel bisexual.
Well, at least give me the plus. LGBTQIA plus. Channel plus would have been more of a thing.
Apparently they didn't think any of it through.
No.
Because you're going to call yourself Out Now, not understanding that there's Out Magazine and there's an Out Network.
But Out Now is kind of cute, though. At least it gave me, like, inclusive kind
of radio. It's cute, but it's also trademarked.
Oh, maybe that's why they
hate you. That's why. It's probably why.
Oh.
So I just feel that, you know, you got to trust your intuition.
For sure.
And then also you got to set traps.
Yeah.
And the traps come in when you are in, when you're in a situation that you don't feel comfortable and you need to receive a message.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the fence. You got to set a trap so that person can truly reveal who they are.
Correct.
And my trap was when he was in there doing all that hand theatrics, I was like, so those people, like this hand is flying all around.
And I wish you guys could see this, because this hand.
This hand is flying all around.
I don't want to say what it looks like.
And I was like, if all those people, are they getting paid the same thing? All this you doing over here, you doing like, and I'm literally right here. And you know, like, you know, Denver, you know, it took everything in me not to grab his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if you don't, and I could feel the wind.
Oh, and this was after we had to fight for headphones.
This
was like 5 minutes after we were like, so can we get headphones, you know, to do the show? And they're like, oh, the morning show has them. They hide them.
Yeah.
And like, okay, well, can you go get them? He's like, oh, we can get your own from Best Buy. What? What? For, I'm sorry. This is a radio station. Y'all don't have headphones?
You're making me mad now. It's coming back to me.
Sorry.
Okay. It's a lot of caveats.
So it's just, it's funny because, you know, I think we're relatively private people. So a lot of stuff happens that we just don't talk about or we kind of wait to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while the announcement was great and everything, there were just a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I don't think people really quite got to see.
Yeah.
So now we're telling you because it's over.
Yes. And we thought, and the reason why I even agreed to do it, even though the money was not where it needed to be, is that we also sell package deals.
For sure.
So when people come to us and advertise on our platform, we give you a good old package.
Okay.
You get some Instagram, you get some website, you get some Facebook, you get some Twitter, you get some podcast mentions.
Okay. And you was about to get some radio.
About to get some radio. So I was like, well, because you guys don't have your shit together and know how to monetize things, doesn't mean that we don't.
Right.
And we were actively in the process.
Okay, listen, I can make money out of anything. So
we were actively in the process.
All I needed was a press release. Okay, cool. So we're going to charge for this.
And it also shows, too, that the people that brought it to us, they had good intentions.
Oh, for sure.
But that's also, that's why there is a very, very, very phrase and quote that's out there.
What?
Good intentions paves the way to hell.
I thought it was the road to hell is paved with good
intentions.
Something
like that.
I don't know scripture, but I know that.
That ain't scripture either.
Oh, well,
I'm just saying good. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Yes, either or. So that's what I'm saying. But it comes down to your intuition. It's something in your spirit.
Yeah.
Even if how much I care for you.
Yeah.
I should have shut the shit down.
For sure.
I've been through this.
Right.
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. And when my spirit is saying, and it wasn't just saying like I can go either way. My spirit was saying full stop. Now you know better. my spirit was like, shame on you.
Right. I'm like, you know, how bad can it be?
Yeah.
Let's just give it a go.
And my spirit is like, after the year that you have had and the year that this has been, this is what you want to do. You're going to pull me to the trough. You know, like they say in the South, like with the horse, and when the horse, you can't make the horse go to the trough.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
There you go. You better know my sayings better than. There you go. That's why I keep you around. So, I should have recognized that.
Yeah.
But I did set the trap of, let me ask about what people getting paid. Mm-hmm. Let me see how he responds to that. And that little frog that jumped in his throat was my indication of something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I knew was going to be a problem for me.
That, and they couldn't like figure out the parking, or it took us like a month to get badges and
all of it.
All those other little
hurdles.
Me signing out of paper. They put us on air with just.
Yeah. And we have yet to receive the half of a coin that we were being paid. It was like a half of a penny. Like, I was like, I still want my half of my penny. I want my penny.
And we had to fight for that too. They were trying to give us half of a penny, just one half. I'm like, no, it's two people. We need two halves of these pennies. We can't get a whole penny.
I mean, quality is kept. The badges are probably worth more than we will pay. But anyway, moving on. We are going to leave that in the dust.
So we're here.
And the reason why we have not made an announcement to kind of try to retract this from everywhere else but the podcast is because we also know we deal in celebrity news and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And people's memories are short.
Right.
So I have been, instead of promoting what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, Love Muffins. And then you watch to see if my case study works. I am going to, instead of where we would be promoting the radio show, we are going to be pushing harder for the podcast.
For sure.
And so people are going to confound. They're going to conflate. Mm-hmm. Is it confound or conflate? They're going to conflate. They're going to conflate the two and somehow think that we're doing what we announced and everything is going to be good.
At least that's the plan.
That is the plan. And our podcast numbers are going up because I have been promoting it a lot more to confuse people about what had just happened.
Right.
I have never had that happen in my whole career. In my whole entire career, I have never announced something only for it to be so quickly pulled back.
No, and then what also kills me is that, you know, to plan a rebrand and to move these channels and to move these shows to daily, there's some forethought into that. You don't just wake up one day and you have a whole new name, station, new shit printed and anything.
Yep.
So while we're making this announcement, who are we sending it to?
Tim.
The powers of B.
Yep.
What is the feedback? Oh, this is great. Oh, we love this. Keep doing this.
Knowing full well what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. And so they do. And then we put it out. And then 8 days later, they're like, well, actually.
Yeah. And I told you, too, my intuition picked up on the day when we went in and there was another show that was running into our time. Mm-hmm. And we were made to feel like, you know, basically just this show needs to, this is important. So they need to get through. And once they get through, we'll just start your show whenever.
Right. Well, that's why they're like, well, we can't afford you guys 5 days a week anyway. So.
And that's pathetic.
That is pathetic.
Because what we're being paid, like, so y'all have no budget. So you would really.
So everybody's in here working for free?
For free. Do you expect people to get.
They might be.
But that's how you know every opportunity is not made for you.
Right.
My time of working for free was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think mine was a smooth 5-6.
Yeah. I paid my dudes. And like we said, we sell packages. Yep. So we as long as I can sell a package, I'm not going to be somewhere being disrespected by white gays for free. I don't even do it for getting paid. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, real talk. That's why I don't do it. Like, people ask me a lot of times, like, why I don't see you at Pride and do different things?
On carpets and da da da.
Because it's a lot, Love Muffins. It is a lot. If people knew what you got to deal with and these personalities, and I have a personality too. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I am also, I have a good work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, we are here when we were taping this podcast at 9:00. I was here at 8:30.
Yeah.
That's the type of person I am. When I commit to something, I'm going to do it, and it is what it is. And I tried my best with this because of you,
Dylan. We did.
But I can never do that to my spirit again.
Yeah.
Because this outcome, it wasn't like I was fully surprised. But let's move on to what I wanted to mention also, too, is setting traps.
Are we going to get a Tinder update, or are we just going to get in the dust?
Tinder update. Okay.
Raya update. Something.
See, the Tinder became a shit show.
Right.
It was like, I think it was just a situation where someone tried to claim some shit against me. And should I talk about that? Can I talk about it? I don't know. I'm just saying, if something went down and I was like, y'all are, you're not going to
hex me.
You're not going to hex me with this. Because I was like, we're not going to do this. So that set it off one way. And then Koala Bay got crazy on my tree.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we made out and everything, the first time he climbed the tree, everything was fine. The second time he climbed the tree, he got drunk and he shook my tree.
Right.
He was just like being stingy with the kisses and then he wanted kisses and this and that. And I'm like, okay. Then I went on a situation with Spiritual Bay, but mm-hmm. Spiritual Bay could be connected to a future work situation. Thing. So that's somewhere. Then I'm now on Raya, mm-hmm. which is similar to like the Soul House of dating. Mm-hmm. And the people are just stuffy.
Okay.
They're just stuffy. It's just like, okay, I went from people who just, you know, just everyday issues and things and, you know, to people who like are stuffy, girl. That's what it is. It's just like
the stuffy. That's
like,
all we get.
What we doing? I'm like, what we doing? We going, are we bumping egos?
Wow. That's a new one.
Oh yeah, are we gonna bump something else or are we gonna bump egos?
Mm.
So I'm trying to stick with it. I think I'm pretty much getting back to the rivers and lakes that I started with, which is like I need to meet somebody out. I need to be in experiences where I'm traveling, vacationing or something, and I meet someone and we have a natural, organic click.
Like
and
in the Sky Club, you know, yes. People meet each other at the airport and like
exactly.
The lounges and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And I go there, but not Sky Club. I'm at
the Amex mm-hmm. or whatever that one is, in Tryon or whatever.
But yeah, like I think that I need to just start focusing on it. And I'm also okay with being by myself. I mean, it's nothing more surreal than sitting at a table and looking over at somebody and being like, why in the hell am I here? Do I really, is the need for me to be with somebody or to know what that is so strong that I'm going to try to make it work with this person that I'm over here looking like, why am I looking at you and why are you looking at me?
Right. And the thing is, when you find somebody like, you know.
Yes.
Like it's a, there's no question. There's no.
Oh, this is the, this is the update. Hold on. Jesus, the spirit world has been, has been testing me on all levels. I didn't talk about how my ex tried to come back into my life.
No, you didn't.
I did not talk about that. So in the midst of all of this going on, one of my key exes came back into my life.
Like the tentpole ex. You know you have those exes who like define certain periods in your life. It was like a tentpole ex.
It is. So he reached out through
to tell all your business, but I was just trying to give him the lay of the land.
He reached reached out through another friend because he had none of my information and he's not on social media. Mm-hmm. So he reached out to a friend. That friend reached out to me. I said, okay, what the hell? And I think the universe is testing me. And he has money. So it's like a thing of like, you know.
Maybe I can make it work
for a little bit. I can do like a Cassie. Maybe I can go over there and be Cassie for a second. And when I tell you, I went over there and I think my spirit left the building.
Oh.
My spirit was like, oh, this is what you want to do? Oh, I'm going to let you understand what an out-of-body experience is. Because I'm not with this shit. My spirit was like, really?
No.
And no, it, my spirit left my body and went back to the car. My spirit was sitting in the car. It was waiting for me in the car. I don't know. I mean, honestly, the whole context of talking to him was a blur because my spirit was not there. Mm. I couldn't even process.
I'm not explaining why I didn't really hear much after you were like, yeah, I'm going. And I was like, okay. And then just kind of.
Well, I did text you. Like, if I didn't text you back and say I'm back. Then something has happened.
Right. And I had it up on the Google map and everything. And I was like, we good.
Yeah. I was like, oh, look what he's saying. Look at this house, all this stuff.
Right.
Girl, no.
Well, you know.
I think it was a test. I think I'm being tested on all the different levels for the blessings that are going to come. Because I think the universe and God wants to see, have I truly grown? Am I the same person? Because I have passed the test because typically, in a situation, had that been years ago with what happened at the radio station, especially with his hands and stuff, that would have been an altercation. It would have been. It would have been like, it would have been a huge thing that people would have been writing about because I would have lost it. It would have been a thing. It would have been a moment. Seriously, I have grown. I mean, it's not like I don't get a cookie for not being as aggressive as I used to be, unconfrontational. But I am proud of myself that I did not do that. I'm not one of those people that say things and it's not true. Like, I am.
Right. Oh, you know, I know.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
So I was like, I'm very proud of myself. Nothing came of it. I just looked at you. Certain things would happen, I just looked over at you. I was like, girl.
Okay, just.
Yep. So that was one thing. And then my ex coming out of nowhere, and I went over there, and I've grown so much that my spirit did. I bullied my spirit into staying. But my spirit went back in the car and fastened the seatbelt.
I was waiting for you.
So I'm going to wait for you to when you come back. And it was quick. I was like, and then it was like, it was weird to be like, he was trying to recapture where we were.
Oh, so you can't do that.
He was trying to recapture where we were. And I have put time into trying to keep myself up physically.
Mm. Oh, I know where this is going.
I'm saying it's a constant effort. As we get older, you have to make a choice every day to go and do something physical, to go and watch what you're eating, to go and invest in a facial. Like, this is not, it's cumulative.
Right.
How you look when you get older is cumulative, honest to God truth. And so when I got there, it was just a shock. It was like,
well,
you have been doing nothing. Mm. No cumulative work has been done here. And it was that, and then I felt like he was just reminiscing, and then when I first initially hugged him, he forced a kiss.
Oh.
And then it was one of those kisses where it's like, I don't know what it was, coffee breath or just old, like breath was just stale.
It wasn't what needed to be.
And he ate my face.
Oh.
It was and I was like, afterwards, I was like,
okay.
I just remember it being a lot of water on my face.
Does he have dentures?
No, it was just spit. Yeah. It was like a big mouth, and he consumed me. It was like my,
let themselves go.
Can you see my nose? My nose and my lips are kind of close together.
We're not doing that.
He got the nose. He got the nose, the lips. It was like the whole bottom portion of my face. So not only did I not have my spirit with me.
You didn't have your face.
I didn't have my face either. And then I was like, oh.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Just.
I was like, And then he knows I like seafood.
Oh, so we had the spread.
He had crab cakes. Oh.
What are you laughing at?
How I didn't give a fuck about no crab cakes. I got out of there so quick.
That's how you know. Because you will fuck up a crab cake in any given situation.
And it was Dungeness crab.
Oh, my God.
Dungeness crab. You know that's my favorite crab. And I said, girl, I got to go.
Did you take them to go?
No. Oh. Because there might have been something in them. I'm not trying it.
Oh.
So I was
well,
like.
Well, speaking of setting traps.
Okay, that was right. So that was one more. But I want to talk about setting traps. And what I say about setting traps is this. If any Love Muffins are out there that have friends or family or in a relationship where you feel on the fence, and you, for whatever reason, because you love the person, because of the past memories and things, but if they're doing things that make you uncomfortable, and you can't put your finger quite on what it is, you need to create an opportunity that is very clear to present to this person and how they respond to that very clear, distinct opportunity to either make it right, to either go against this uncertainty you feel about them, and how they respond needs to be, you need to create a trap that's so undeniable. How their response to that would be something you can't not take as this is it. Do you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I have this year, because I have been so literally booked and busy. That's why we didn't have time. We have so much stuff going on. We are doing the most. We just at Bravo yesterday.
We were.
That's the type of stuff we're doing. I mean, I'm grateful for it all. I am. But at the same time, I'm also, because of how busy I am, because of how stressful this year is, I need to know where people in my life stand. Okay? And if I'm feeling some kind of way about you, you're probably feeling some kind of way about me. So let's pass this test. And the test is a trap. When I say a trap, it means like, I already know that you're not going to do what you need to do in this test, situation. In this situation. Right. But I need to present it, because for whatever reason, my spirit ain't really trying, is not understanding that I need to let this go.
So I need to see it.
I need to see
it.
I need to see it in front of my face in a way that I cannot
deny it.
Deny it.
Or reason it, or try to make excuses, or, you know, mm-hmm. what have you.
And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And you've seen it. I mean, we're talking about it. Like, it's hard. And Love Muffins, too. Sometimes it feels like, damn, I wish B would just go ahead and say what it is and what type of traps and stuff. But these situations are so personal sometimes mm-hmm. that you can't really.
And they'll come out. I can't even talk. They'll come out at some point.
Yeah. You know? But if you have somebody in your life, you need to present to them a situation that you know that your heart and your spirit will receive if they mishandle it like they mishandled a lot of other things that got you to this point of even wanting to set a trap or wanting to present something to that person that you know they're not going to show up for the right way or handle the right way. You need to give your spirit that, because yeah. there are people out here in this world that will treat you the right way, that will appreciate you as a friend, that will appreciate you even business-wise. If you're in a situation where you're at work and you're unhappy and you feel disrespected and you feel like you're not being paid enough, you need to.
I'm not sure if it's like if you're tripping or if yeah. it's like a real situation.
Yeah. You need to work on that resume. You need to start talking to people. Yeah. You need to let it be known that you are looking for a job or you are looking for a new. You know what I mean? Like nothing is going to change until you decide that it's going to change. And there's no secret about that.
Nope.
So this year has been about like just learning for the
getting
like
things settled.
Getting just things settled, but also understanding that I gotta listen to my intuition. The only thing that I truly have is my intuition. And my intuition has been tested. The radio show was an example of that. The ex is an example of that. There's been some friendship situations where I have presented tests. The tests are still out. The traps are still, like, the traps
ain't. Results pending.
The results are pending. But I already know, because it's already.
It ain't looking too good.
It ain't looking too good already.
It's like the polls, the early exit polls. It ain't looking too good. It ain't looking too good.
Speaking of the elections.
I can't. Well, some of it I can.
Yes.
Because it's not all doom and gloom.
Right.
But it's a lot of doom.
Because had it not been, if this is how bad it could be. Had we not won back the House, which is huge.
It is huge.
100 women are now been elected into Congress, mm-hmm. into the government, right? Mm. 100?
I mean, you know.
Total. I think that's including governorships or whatever. But it's 100 new people that have been elected, women. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. We also have the first LGBT governor, and that's of Colorado, mm-hmm. which is amazing. We also have, I think it was two Muslims that were women that were elected.
Yeah, we have like a lawyer who's a Native American MMA fighter in some position, I think I saw.
Yeah. We also have Nancy Pelosi back. She's back. She's back in there.
Okay.
I think that, you know, in this political climate, it is good that we have someone that knows what they're doing behind the scenes. People may not like her front facing, but I do believe she can get things done behind the scenes. I think.
We'll see.
But more importantly, I'm just happy that there is something to prevent Donald Trump from being unchecked.
Yeah.
He has to be reined in somehow. And so now, I mean, from what I understand of how legislation is passed, it has to pass the House mm-hmm. and the Senate, mm-hmm. and then he signs off on it.
Yep.
And so that's a roadblock. And then in addition to this, it is also can they launch investigation? They have subpoena power.
Yep.
They, you know, what's his name? Adam Schaefer is now head of the committee that he had no power on. Right.
And Maxine.
Maxine. Yeah. Oh, come on, Maxine.
Maxine's going to do it.
She's going to do it.
I hope.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. So I think, you know, it gives me hope. And it also shows that our work is not done.
Nope.
So all of these celebrities and all the people who have been pushing people to register to vote, to get them out to the polls, the work still continues.
For sure. And I'm super proud of everybody who went out and voted.
Yes.
And made the effort.
Yes.
And campaigned. Even if you just, you know, tweeted a thing or Instagrammed a picture, you know, I think.
Kudos.
Kudos to you. And that it does matter. And yep. that it did help. And that,
yes.
you know, keep doing it.
Because
not a one and done.
Had we not done what we did, we wouldn't have gotten the results that we have that right. we're kind of okay with.
Right. Like the 1.4 million felons in Florida who can now vote.
Yep.
Which is huge.
It's huge. 1.4 million people in Florida could not vote because they were felons, right. ex-felons. Felons? They're felons because they were, you know.
Formerly convicted felons, I think is what I choose to say. And when you look at Stacey Abrams, who's only losing right now, I think by 80,000 votes.
Yep, and
that 1.4 million can make a big difference where it counts exactly. in Florida.
So. Yeah, and Donald Trump won by 100,000 Florida.
Well, he cheated, but.
But what I'm saying is that, so if you have 1.4 million people, you know, and the majority, because of how this system is set up anyway, to convict black people more than anybody else, mm-hmm. Most of those 1.4 million people are people of color.
Correct.
So if a third of them, third, go out and vote, that could change the tide tremendously.
Yeah, so we got to get them to vote.
Exactly. And then also in Michigan, they radically changed their voter laws. That means that when you come 18, you're automatically registered to vote, like extended poll hours, early vote. Like it needs to be a point where when you become 18, you're automatically registered to vote.
Yeah.
When election day comes, it's a holiday, so everybody can go vote.
Yeah.
There's multiple poll places everywhere. I was actually a little ashamed of LA too, because I had a long line at where I voted. I mean, we're in California. We're supposed to be like the best of the best. Why am I waiting in line to vote? I mean, like, we're supposed to be the most liberal. We're the most advanced. We're the Democrats of all Democrats. But my ass was in line for like an hour and a half.
That's crazy.
So I'm just saying, like, we got to get it together. It should be easy. It should be like, I could go to Kroger and vote. They should have machines and situations where you can make it accessible to people.
I don't know. Kroger?
I don't know.
I mean, the lottery machine at Kroger is down half the time, so I can't imagine a voting machine.
True. I'm just saying, it needs to be streamlined. And it also needs to give me a I need some type of evidence of how I voted. Like, I need a printout of, like, this is what I did. Because I believe in some of these races, people are changing votes.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But what I do like is that I feel that people are waking up.
Yeah.
People are being heard. And I like, places like Georgia and Florida, it's going to be harder and harder to control and suppress people who want to vote and that want to be counted. And I think that regardless of the outcome of last night, this is a reminder that they can only hold us down for so long. It's not going to be forever. And people are pushing back. And, you know, we have resources and we will be a part of the resistance. And a key part of the resistance are women.
Yeah.
Women, they're so crucial to the future. And women need to value themselves. and to know that you don't deserve what Donald Trump has been saying that you deserve. And that's powerful. People need to know this, like the behavior, certain things he's been saying. Like, that's not something
that's
normal.
It's not right. It's not normal.
It's not something boys will be boys. No, that's not true.
They may try
and get punched. It ain't right. Let's get to some of these topics. Is there anything in celebrity news entertainment? This is a personal podcast.
There's a lot. Kenya had a baby.
Yes, Kenya had a baby.
Brooklyn Doris.
I was like, Kenya, you know, you could have told me that instead of people.
Yeah.
You tried it. And then once again, that's what people do to us. I mean, not to us, but to black media. They feel that by giving it to people, it gives it something.
Right.
My daughter's in People. You know, but you're not really in People. She was a post on the website, much like how we post. And you could have posted, you should give it to me so we could post because I'm your friend and it would have the same reach and people would have ran it too.
Mm.
Doris, what was it?
Brooklyn Doris Daily.
Brooklyn Doris Daily. I like that. And I'm also happy that she had a baby because it did feel like she was pregnant forever.
It did. Can we talk about how Nene felt it was appropriate to post that picture about Portia on the day that Kenya gave birth? That was so weird.
She's so shady.
That was so bizarre to me.
It's not bizarre. It's shady. Nene knows exactly what she's doing. Nene knows exactly what she's doing. She was trying to take some of Kenya's thunder away by getting people to run and worry about what was going on with Portia.
Portia didn't even say anything about her health over the weekend. But right. Nene, you going to do it?
Mm-hmm. And Portia and the baby's fine from what I understand.
They were fine when she made the post.
She's just trying to, like, it's just weird.
I don't know.
And that's why it makes me think that something is going on behind the scenes. Like, maybe Kenya is coming back into the season at the end or something. Like, I don't know. Something's going on because Nene is definitely feeling some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had just talked about on the podcast before how when Kenya had a baby shower, Nene went literally underneath every post that was posted around the internet and was talking about how happy she was for Kenya and how she deserved to be a housewife, only, like, for a day later to come out and say that she was being sarcastic and didn't mean any of it.
Right. Who has the time?
Right. Especially if your husband is sick.
Has stage 3 colon cancer.
Right.
Or has in remission, I hope. Yes. Yeah.
But I'm saying, but like you, it just.
Focus on some other stuff.
It's like, I don't have the time. I don't even have time to respond to people who's actually talking shit about me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't have time to like be making up hypothetical stuff to go around the internet posting about.
Right. Did you listen to Black China's song?
I did, and I tuned right back out. Mm. I just don't. I can't. I won't. Yeah. It was definitely like,
I gave it 10 seconds to kind of hear what her voice sounded like.
And it was irritation.
And then I turned it off.
Yeah. It was like an in and out. It was like, ooh, no.
That's exactly what I thought.
It was like, my bad. It was like, oops. It's like when you step in some shit. It's like, damn. I stepped in some shit. And like, you saw the shit, but you didn't really know the shit. But then you step in, it's like, damn.
I did.
So I stepped in some shit. And then I had to wipe it off, you know. So, no, I didn't like the song. I thought that it was good that she had 2 featured guests. But
did she? I didn't even make it to them.
Yeah, it was Yo Gotti.
Oh, you're right.
And somebody else. It was another person.
Angela Simmons' ex-fiance.
Angela Simmons. So. Oh, my goodness. We got to talk about that because, so Angela Simmons' fiance was murdered. Mm. It was in Atlanta.
Yes, at his home. In his driveway.
In his driveway. But when the story first came out, let me just say this. Let me go back it all the way up.
I think I know where this is going. I think I know.
So it just, from the very beginning, when Angela announced that she was pregnant by this man, it was like, what? It was very similar to how I feel about Portia's man.
Mm.
They both have a similar swag.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's kind of like, who are they? Where do they come from? And what exactly do they do?
Because this money is coming from somewhere. And it's more than where you say what it should be coming from is coming from.
Right. And it has to be, and it would have to be something else because it's sure not.
Hot dogs.
Right. It's sure not hot dogs, but it's sure not the looks department either. So it's like, you know, they're making it up for it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like from the very beginning, it was very interesting that he just came out of nowhere and she was pregnant. And then at some point they separated. And I think probably they separated because he was engaging in a life, you know, in certain things that she didn't want to be engaged with either, especially now having a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and also what she posted after his death was very much so. It wasn't like it wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened.
No, it was not.
It was more so like, I'm a hold my baby down.
It was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I got our son. And thank you for giving me the greatest gift that I could ever have.
But damn.
Yeah. But it wasn't, it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, this is, I can't
believe.
There
was no, like, well, I don't want to speak on how somebody else was grieving, but from what I read, it didn't look like, it didn't come across as a lot of devastation. Mm. But then again, Angela's kind of bland anyway, so maybe I'm just misreading it.
Right.
Like, I don't really know.
Right.
But.
I just think it's interesting, you know, it's just, it's sad.
It is very sad.
But it is also like, a lot of times you can't leave the street behind. The streets were like, maybe he's still engaged in the streets.
He had to have been if somebody's rolling up in his driveway.
Right. And shooting you in the driveway.
Because driveway means either you just came from somewhere or you went outside to the driveway to engage in the foolishness.
Right. So, might be a combination of things.
You know, I don't know. I can't speak on that. It's just he passed and it was sad. And
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And I hope whoever did it gets caught. But it's a bit much. And it does remind me of Portia and them.
It does. Oh, speaking of that, did you watch the premiere?
No.
Okay. Well, a lot of people didn't, because I think the premiere dropped, what, like 500,000?
From what I'm hearing, I think that someone tweeted me and said that the premiere episode of this season dropped by 500,000 from last year.
Yeah, well, back to Portia, because here's what gets me. In the episode, it was all about her and her new man, right? And so they're 5 months in. They're ring shopping. You know, going to the engagement jeweler place and looking at rocks and what have you. But at the same time, she's still calling her friend to everybody. And you would think that if you're getting ready to marry somebody, your people would know him beyond your friend.
Right.
That's a little weird to me.
It is.
That's odd.
Right.
Like, oh, my friend is coming down to Miami. You mean the friend that you were just shopping for rings with?
Right.
We're missing some steps, boo.
And if you are shopping for these, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars type of rings, we need to know what this man does. And also,
they said he owns, like, the hot dog truck company thing and, like, some nightclubs. Mm-hmm.
And also, this is also ties into my conspiracy, I think, about wedding rings anyway. I think a lot of those wedding rings are fake because they are literally so big. It's like this night even.
Did you talk about this on the show?
I don't know, either the here or the radio show.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But no, I'm saying, so what I don't know where we talked about, so I'm going to talk about it again. I just feel like they have wedding rings now that look like the size of the chicken nuggets. They're huge. Mm-hmm. And I just know that, you know, because of knowing people with real diamonds and the sizes of them, there's no way that you can tell me people with real money or people with real money are going to have smaller diamonds. You know what I'm saying? It's not adding up. Like, so, like, there's no way how, like,
these genetically modified diamonds.
Yes. There's no way that this, like, this guy, I don't care how many hot dog trucks he owns, there's no way he's going to come and have
$500,000 wedding ring.
Right. It's bigger than Mariah's. Mariah's one that she sold for what, how much? Like, $5 million. Like, it's, but she bought it, the man bought it for her for like $10 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going on. And it's still bigger than hers.
Right.
Like, every one of those housewives now have a diamond that's so huge that it doesn't even have to go to one side. It's so big, it's just there. It's stuck between their two fingers. And so if I'm to believe that's a real diamond, unless it's like a really bad quality, like...
I don't know.
And even if you look on Instagram, there's a lot of people selling these diamonds.
It's a lot of jewelers.
A lot of jewelers selling these diamonds as if, you know, it's Tiffany's. Even if you look at the diamonds on my neck, I have like a couple on my neck, and like, if you take what I paid for this and extrapolate it out to the chicken nuggets that these women are wearing,
right? Something in the milk.
Something in the milk ain't. That is a cubic zirconian.
I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna get one of them little diamond tester things and be like, "Hey, Portia, how you doing?" Bing, bing, bing,
bing. Don't do that.
It'll be so amazing.
Don't do that.
Or it could be one of the ones, like you said, like they make them in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody done stole a machine and are fabricating diamonds.
3D printing diamonds. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised.
You said a 3D printer.
3D printing. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, make it make sense. That's what I wanted to tell people. Like, make it make sense. If you are going to go diamond shopping, like, let that diamond reflect where you truly are in life. don't, you know, it's like, who's making the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you going so, you know, cavalierly spend on this diamond? And every one of them has these huge diamonds, all mm-hmm. of them. Every housewife now that you see, these diamonds are mind blowing. Like these diamonds, and especially in Atlanta. So you have me believe that you spent more money on this ring than you did your house.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? Like you, so you have a ring on that single handedly could buy you a whole nother house that you live in. Mm. Okay, maybe.
Maybe.
But maybe not.
Maybe. Spice Girls are back together.
Yep. Victoria Beckham said, not today.
Which, like, girl, come on. Like, you really don't have anything else to do.
Well, she does have a whole fashion empire.
Yeah, but I hear it's not even doing that well. Well, it's that's not. Why she needs to stay behind.
Yeah.
But, like...
And five kids.
They're grown. It's 10 days. Like, girl, just sing the song. You don't even sing. Just stand there and do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I don't understand. I think she's so determined to leave that behind. She's just like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And it's her prerogative, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the fan in me is like...
Are you going to go?
I'm not going to the UK. I mean, you know, if this were prior to the days of social media where I couldn't watch the whole thing online, I would be like, ooh, I cannot wait to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not flying to London for that.
So now, tell me what you want, what you really want. Now, so tell me what you want, here, what you really want. I wanna shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yo, shimmy, yay.
And this is why the show is not taped. Because I just slick went off. But no, if they come here, I'm definitely going to go.
Oh, I'm not going to go.
I didn't think so. It's after mm-hmm. your time.
It's, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Sorry, you left yourself wide open for that one.
Yeah, I did. No, I just, no. I'm like not really that much of a concert goer.
You're not.
Per se. It has to be something I really, 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 really like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spice Girls
ain't it for
it
you.
It ain't it. That's I was fine. Just, you know.
That's fine.
It was just interesting.
That's fine.
Mm-mm. And we have to talk about, like, I will say how the post that we did about the Kardashians reacting to Tristan Thomas cheating scandal.
Oh, yeah.
It did really well. People wanted to see it. People really wanted to see their reactions. And it was funny.
You know, people talk a lot of shit, but their actions don't quite back it up.
Mm-mm.
And I think we see it in our analytics.
Yeah.
And we see it in the polls.
Yeah.
I mean, we do.
That's
people
true.
Will have you believe one thing yeah. that they believe. Feel so strongly about something or against something,
yeah,
and their actions do something completely different.
Yeah, but I also think the reason why they clicked on that is kind of like you said, it was sad when I said it to you earlier, but it's true. Like, people like to see the Kardashians in pain. They like to see them, you know, going through drama and, like, you know, traumatic situations. Mm-hmm. And whoever produced that clip for Keeping Up with the Kardashians deserves an Emmy. Because it was the most belabored, drawn out. No, like,
everybody put out their
everybody
phones.
Everybody put out the phone. It was like the Brady Bunch.
It was.
It was literally like they had all the girls like looking at it. And then at the end, you know, Khloe called Kim. Hmm. And she's like, oh my God. Girl. I know. It was, like, so dramatic. And my thing is the whole situation is, like, I was pissed off at how blatant it was. I don't think that Khloé was upset at the fact that he's necessarily cheating because...
I mean, cheating?
Yes.
In certain lifestyles, like, what is it?
But it's just the fact that you did it in such a way that caused a negative reaction right. towards me and my brand,
right.
then that's the issue.
It's not that you did it. Just don't make me look stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like I am, like, thinking about, like, even with these Tinder conversations and things that I'm having, is, like, my thoughts on relationships have changed so much. Mm-hmm. I used to think that it was very much so, like, it needs to be monogamous.
Me and one person.
We and one this person. Yeah. But it's like, does that mean, like, if I was in a relationship with somebody and he's in L.A. and I go to Miami and I just somehow... Like, you know, am I not going to see my Dominican piece? Like,
right.
What are we going to do?
And if you do, like, does that change anything back home? Like, does it fundamentally alter your life?
And if he decided to go out, but as long as it's safe sex, and, you know, you protect whatever, you know, like, do I care if he did?
Does it destroy our house?
No.
Our home?
Yeah. And then also it makes me think, too, do I even need that?
Right.
Do I even need to even have that conversation? Like, that's where I'm really getting at now. Like, when I'm on dates with people, it's like, it's cool to go through the motions and everything, and maybe I might meet someone that I can't live my life without. But I do believe that a lot of people that are in these situations are not happy. A lot of my friends that are in relationships that I know are not happy in those relationships, or at least what they bring back to me. They're not bringing me the good times.
Right.
So
they just bring you the drama.
So apparently you're having drama every day.
Ooh.
And then a lot of times what happens is, especially in the heterosexual context, is like now you have kids involved. Mm-hmm. So neither one of y'all can move as easily.
Do anything.
As easily as you would like, because you have children and it becomes like a whole thing, right, where
you've created like a family unit.
Yeah. Because if you had really thought about it, you would maybe would have had a different path.
Right. Or have done the same thing just differently. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So we have to.
Some freedom.
Because a lot of times we get weighed down by these social constructs.
For sure.
And I think that's one of the blessings of being gay and also being black and
being able to think just differently.
And being gender nonconforming. I feel like I don't fit in and I never really have conformed because I couldn't conform.
Right.
Even if I wanted to. So
like, now, what are you chasing?
Yeah. So now, like, why am I even chasing this idea of a partner? If it happens,
that
it happens.
Presented to me.
Exactly. I think now it's like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, I'm also equally okay.
Just fine.
Because there are nights where it's like, this one guy I'm talking to, whatever, he lit me up, and I really prefer to stay on the couch. Mm. And I have said that. I'm like, no, I'm going to stay on the couch. I'm good.
And that's real. That's fair.
You know? But I'm saying, like, I think more people need to stay on the couch. Mm. Because people...
That's a word.
Yeah, more people need to stay on the couch.
People need to stay on by themselves.
Yes.
Not
because
not
people are couple. Chasing people are chasing what they think they should be doing. A lot of people are having children because they think that's what they should be doing. That completes them. That would complete them. That's something that they have to do because they can do, but if you don't. That's why it's so powerful what Tracee Ellis Ross said and did was basically she was saying, like, you know, I'm happy...
At 45.
...without a man and without children.
And that's okay.
We need more people to say that.
That's okay.
Yes, because that way more people wouldn't feel so trapped.
Right.
There are a lot of people out here that feel trapped in their marriages and trapped in that being a parent and all these things. And that's how you just end up really unhappy.
Or miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Who's calling you?
Everybody.
Oh.
Everybody's calling.
So the phone light up. I'm like, oh.
And they calling back to back. They're like, I gotta get him. You know, it ain't happening today. So, anything else? What do
you got? No, Kamora Lee's husband pled guilty.
Yep.
To his part in that $1 billion fraud.
I just think at some point when you have that much money, somebody somewhere ain't doing something.
For sure. I think everybody, once you cross like a certain threshold of money, somebody's frauding somewhere.
Yep.
It may not be you.
Right.
But it might be your investor or your money manager, or somebody's doing some type of something to amass that wealth.
I definitely agree.
So you might be skipping some taxes somewhere. You know, everybody's doing something.
They're not too stressed because from what I hear, they were just out somewhere at a blimpy activation.
Oh, you know, Kimora's never going to let you see her sweat.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And she also made it clear, I read an article where she was talking about, she said that her money is her money and his money is his money. And she's been in this business for many years and had companies and sold them. And, you know, no, he did not help her with her companies.
Yeah.
So she made that very clear.
Even if he did, that's the story.
Yeah, she said it was
sticking to it.
She said it was no co-mingling. And then we talk about how Diddy was trying to get Cassie back. Diddy posted on Instagram like a picture of Michael Jackson with his face on it, and he was trying to get her back. And then I don't think she was at his birthday party. And then I saw a video where they gave Diddy a dog, and it was a female dog. And they said, you know, every king needs a queen. Mm. So that kind of made me think of Cassie, being that like she wasn't there, and so they're giving him a new queen or something. You know what I'm saying? Something about that felt like Cassie's not here, and so if she was there, she would have been the queen. Mm-hmm. So one of his sons said that, saying like every king needs a queen, meaning that that the queen is absent.
And then she went to Instagram and said happy birthday king on her little thing.
She may have peeped that too.
May have. Because it was in all caps, I believe, or underlined or something to that
effect. I also peeped that she wasn't there.
She was not.
There's a lot of people in attendance, and she was not one of them.
She was in the studio.
Yeah. And she's on his label.
You know, I don't know. I think that may have expired. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
I hope so.
I'm not sure.
Cassie lived for you, honey.
What?
I said live. She didn't live for herself.
Oh, yeah. I think she is, at least for a little bit. I would hope.
If you can't beat him, I guess. This is what happens. It's like she tried to leave, and then it's like...
But apparently, I also heard that he's also commingling with another woman.
Oh,
and I haven't told you this.
Uh-oh.
An older a woman from his past that
came back.
She might be back a little
bit.
She may have been spotted somewhere.
Spotted somewhere with him
or something. Yeah. But that'll come out. I'm still doing my recon.
Is that another exclusive?
There might be.
Oh, that somebody else is going to try to take.
Jesus.
And on that note, Love Muffins, thank you so much for listening. That has been an hour.
Okay.
Early morning hour. Of
and you'll find us here, you know, right here where we've been.
As always, you know, thank you so much for listening. And I really do appreciate all the love and support when you guys tweet us and Instagram us and spread the word for about sure. our podcast. Like, we come here for the love of you guys and the love that we also receive back from you. So it's a two-way street, and let's keep it going. Thank you so much for listening. And of course, fun. Double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com.